Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how do construction companies make earthquake-proof buildings. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. By using the best raw materials and putting in place the best design, you can build a real classy and strong buildings. But when it comes to constructing earthquake-proof buildings, it is not just the design and the raw materials that can steal the show. It is perhaps the technology which is used to build the earthquake-proof buildings. As a matter of fact, there is nothing such as an earthquake building, because if there comes a powerful earthquake, not the strongest could so-called earthquake building be able to survive. They pretty well manage a few slight strokes of the quake, but not a major one. In fact, no building can ever survive a powerful stroke. Building normally carrying their own weight and a firmly ground on earth. So if there is any shift in the plates of the earth, it would eventually have its impact on all the buildings, no matter how much their earthquake resistance they are. And if there is a huge shift in the plates, it will bring down all stands on its surface. Basically bring down everything, all the buildings. The primary reason for the buildings made today can take even a slightest quake stroke is just by overweight. People tend to add rooms in the apartment and add stuff that increases the overweight of the building. This proves to be quite fatal when a major quake jilts the place. The trauma may not be that high, but the disaster turns out to be lethal. So the basic question is, what construction companies can do to build buildings that can take a sizable tremors and still stand strong? The answer to this is to try to have a stronger base and use the best materials. One must ensure that the entire weight of the building lies in its foundation, and as long as the foundation is strong, the healthier it can take on the strongest tremors. There are some ancient literatures that talks in length on how to build earthquake-resistant buildings. They talk in length on the kind of materials to be used and the design to be made to come up with a building that can stand strong enough after a major tremor or a heavy tremor. There are different schools of engineers which teaches how to make buildings that can take the quake and still stand strong. It also talks about the limitations, but it is certainly possible to construct an earthquake. It's a certain possibility to construct a quake-resistant building, but definitely not a quake-proof one. The industry experts believe that it has to do with a lot with the design and the kind of materials while constructing a building. There are also a few who think contrary to this belief, and therefore are various tests made to check which will work better in case of a quake. Many also believe that the precast concrete to be used in the build quake resistant buildings, as it is shown satisfactory with the result of the schematic performance. In a nutshell, one can conclude that for a time being, there is nothing that we can call an earthquake-proof building. All that we can do is construct buildings with stronger foundations and using precast concrete to make it quake-resistant. Again, do your research, if you're looking to build a building like this. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.